Why for Yeti and YouTube? Now the Y is quite a difficult letter. Looking through lists of animals that start with a Y, you come across quite a few. But then with the Yeti, I thought we stumble onto something new, which is the realm of cryptozoology. The Yeti is known as the abominable snowman to us, though it lives supposedly in Tibet, in the Himalaya, and it's known by the large footprints it leaves in the snow. And though it comes from Sherpa culture, it's become known to us mostly through Americans traveling to the Himalaya mountaineering and making that also part of their mythology linked to the Bigfoot in America. Now, cryptozoology literally means the study of hidden animals. And it's different than fable animals that are described in literature, for instance, because there are no sightings, but there are traces of these animals. So there is a mystery around it, and it's also a way of, I suppose, taming our fear and giving horror a place in certain cultures. But then cryptozoology, apart from a few books in the 1950s or so, it's never become a serious field of study, not in a scientific sense, but also not in a popular sense. If you compare it to, say, ufology, for instance, the study of UFOs, that's a very interesting field to look into. So I was a bit frustrated, I must admit, with the Yeti, and then I thought, oh, why not look on YouTube? Because if you can find everything on the internet, maybe why not the Yeti? And of course, as it is a hidden animal, it was nowhere to be found or seen or sighted, also not on YouTube. But then a whole other zoo spilled out, and I learned that the first video that was uploaded on YouTube in April 2005 was a video of elephants at the San Diego Zoo. So somehow this whole culture of accumulating more and more images, that is YouTube, started with animals. And you have all kinds of animals that appear there, like you have the kind of real uncensored shots of animals that don't appear in the nature documentaries on television. You have lots of pets, you have of course Disney animals, and so on and so forth. And then in the process with animal dances, there was one type of animal that we've been really fascinated by, because it's a projection of perhaps the animal that we would like to hear and see, almost as an inversion of the cryptid that remains hidden. Namely the speaking animal, for instance the speaking dog, or the guinea pig that behaves like a turtle and speaks like a human being. It's funny little videos that you find where people basically place their own speech on top of their domestic animals, and in that sense they're really an extension of our domestication, because we produce the animals that we would like to hear and see and make them even look more like us than they already are, and grant them at the same time full visibility. So if the cryptids in cryptozoology remain hidden, so for the fear and the mythology to do their work, here is the other way around. Because what else is YouTube than a medium of self-exposure and displaying oneself? So that culture is even extending more powerfully now by also including our pets